Rossi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here in the ESPN Radio studio right here in Savannah Mall. And this is my favorite part of the show. This is when we bring on the good kids, kids that have been doing something special. Like I say every week, if you have someone that's in youth sports, you have someone in college, you have someone in high school, whatever they may be doing outside high school sports, outside college sports, they might be doing go-kart racing or racing in general, like Michael Carter from Benedictine. I want to hear about it. People want to hear about it. Well, I got to give a big shout-out to this young lady. I mean, if you follow local sports, she's done a great job on the golf course. I mean, she's won the city golf championship three times. She's made the states three times. I mean, she placed third overall in the sectionals or the area this past week. Her team has qualified. The Savannah Arts Academy team has qualified for the state playoffs. I mean, I know last year she shot an 80 in the area golf tournament. She played a tough course this week, and she finished second, shooting an 85. The winner shot an 83, so it's nothing to be upset about. But when I talked to her coach, John Sanders, the Windsor Forest Athletic Director, also our region secretary, he's our region rep for all the big schools, or the 3A schools, he said she was upset because it's the athlete of the week. It's not really just about what you did the last week. It's what you've been doing over the course of the season. And he's really excited. He says you're consistent, you love the game, you're very hard on yourself. And but he knows that you're going to do good things, and he's proud of being your coach. And joining us now, live in the ESPN Radio Savannah Mall studio, the Savannah Arts Academy junior golfer, Rachel Juan. Rachel, thanks for coming in here, and great job.
Thank you, Coach. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you know, I know you were kind of shocked when I talked to you on the phone, and Coach Sanders said that, you know, you're a little tough on yourself, you know, athlete of the week, and you felt you didn't have a great week. But it's not just having a great week. You've had a good career, and, I know she's probably going to get a little, not embarrassed, but I'm not trying to embarrass, but last year she was the Savannah Morning News Golfer of the Year as a sophomore. So, I mean, she's done a great job. And what's really special, reading your story from last year, because I had to do some research, like I told you, I got about 8 pages worth of notes. I mean, just a great story when you started playing golf. I mean, it wasn't something you've been doing all your life, has it? So when did you start playing golf?
Well, I started playing golf when I was 11. Over the summer, I went to Korea to visit my grandparents, and my grandpa, he's just an avid golfer. He just loves the game. And when I went over there, he just picked up a golf club and told me to swing, and I swing, and he's like, you know what, we could work for that.
You can work on it? So grandpa,
yes.
had a big influence on it, eh?
Oh, yes. He's been the biggest influence for me in golf.
So you started playing with your grandfather, and you started going around walking. Well, you know, I mean, golf is an individual sport, okay? And, you know, you got to be able to, of course, you got to be able to drive the ball. You got to be able to chip the ball. You got to be able to putt the ball. I mean, what do you like most about playing the game of golf?
Well, what I think I like the most about golf is that it teaches you so many valuable life lessons, such as honesty, integrity, patience, perseverance, and it's something that anyone can carry for the rest of their lives, really. That's what I really like about golf.
I mean, it's got to be pretty special. I mean, you've been doing it now for only, how old are you, 15?
16.
So 5 years you've been playing golf, and you've been making a big splash, and I'm just checking my my board here. We got some notes, but it says we're doing a good job. So, yeah, you got to love live radio, you know, and I'm a novice at this. I had to teach myself how to do all this. So, but anyway, get back to you. Now, like I just said, if I had to ask Coach Sanders, what is your best skill? Is it driving the ball? Is it chipping the ball? Is it putting the ball? You're going to be the coach. Now, tell us what is so good about Rachel Juan's golf game?
Well, I think that my best golf skill would probably be my accuracy. It doesn't really do you much good if you drive the ball like 250 yards and it goes into the woods every single time, or you miss the green every single time. So I just really like to work on my accuracy and make sure that my ball is on point every single time.
Sounds like you're playing golf with me, because I don't hit it 250 yards anymore, but it goes left and goes right, and it goes straight. So maybe you can help me out. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. I'm talking to my weather team, chiropractic clinic, athlete of the week, Savannah Arts Academy, junior golfer Rachel Juan. Like anything else, and you know, you're in school, you got to study, you got to go over math problems over and over again, you got to read and over again, and so it's all repetition. As far as golf goes for you, what's the routine that has made you a better golfer in 5 years?
Well, like all sports, just continuously practicing and patience. Patience is the biggest thing. You're not going to get results right away. So you got to be patient and wait for the results.
So you're not going to throw your golf club across the green?
No, that's bad etiquette. I'm pretty sure I'd get penalized for that.
Yeah, I can understand that. So, yeah, it's definitely golf. You have to be patient with, I mean, hitting that white little ball, trying to get it to go straight as far as you can. It just makes no sense, but you got to love it. I like playing it. I only get out about twice a year, but it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to get out there. So coming into the season, I mean, you won your third Savannah City Golf Championship, high school golf championship on the girls' side. You're getting better at the game. Did you have any other personal goals that you set for yourself for the high school season?
Well, like you said, my goal was to defend my city championship title again. And also, we have a team this year. Last year, it was just me and my friend Olivia Rickmana. But this year, we had four girls in total on the team. So we were able to, if we could, qualify for the state championship. And that was my biggest goal going into the season, to have our team be able to qualify for state and we could all compete together.
Well, you know, you guys are there. You go into the states. That'll be the 22nd and 23rd. And I'm trying to find my notes where you guys will be going.
Oh, we'll be going to Okefenokee Country Club.
There you go. And where's that?
It's in Blackshear.
You're not going to be in the swamp, are you?
It's kind of in the middle of the swamp. Lots of bugs.
A lot of bugs. Any water hazards that you have to worry about?
Oh, yes. Lots of water.
How about gators?
Probably.
But anyway, so like you said, coming in, a goal was win to the Savannah City High School Open. You've done it three times in a row. Tell us about winning that three times in a row and being in the top three in the area the last 2 years in the golf tournament.
Well, it's definitely an honor winning the city championship for the third year in a row. It's in the title. Like, it's a title that can never be given away from you. It's a title that your city gives to you, and it's going to be with you for the rest of your life. So I'm just honored to have those three titles under my belt. And I was very, very excited and happy about the area championship this week because I'll be able to compete in state with my team.
And see how you do against the better golfers in the state, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you went last year, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
I know this is one of the questions I got, so I'm going to tell you. What's it like as far as state competition versus playing against the local schools in the area?
Well, stakes are obviously higher in championships like area and state. You have to make sure you know all the rules before going into it because, you know, there are some people that will try and penalize you for every little thing that you do. Yeah.
So they're looking to win no matter what the cost, eh?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to worry about anybody on TV calling you.
No.
So, as we do in the PGA. But all right, so I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're right here at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week with Savannah Arts Academy Junior Golfer Rachel Wan. So, you know, who else on the team, like you said, is having a good season? You didn't have a team last year to go to the States as a team. Like you mentioned, one of your teammates. Tell us about your team and your teammates.
Well, I think we all had a very good season. Sophomore Olivia Rickmana, she's a very good player. She's always consistent, and you could always rely on her for a good score. We had another sophomore join the team, Michaela Keigler. She is an excellent athlete. She's very athletic, a great track runner. She was so busy doing track, but she decided to join the team this year regardless, and because she's so athletic, she hits the ball so far. And we had a freshman join our team, Emily Daly. She's got such a great attitude, great disposition, which is like one of the biggest things you can have in golf. She's got a great attitude, so she'll improve real soon.
All right. Well, you know, there's always a coach behind the team, and I know the Savannah-Chattanooga County Public School System puts all you guys together, and Coach Sanders is the head coach. Tell us about Coach Sanders, and I know he's involved in the Savannah Junior Golf Association during the summer. Tell us about Coach Sanders. How does he help you with your game or you as a golfer?
Oh, I love Coach Sanders. He's such a nurturing and very charismatic coach. We love him so much. Yeah, like you said, he runs the Savannah Junior Golf program in the summer. And it just shows how dedicated he is in growing the game. He just loves it so much. He just wants all the individuals to come out during the summertime and play. He's great. I love him.
Now, do you play outside of school? Do you play in other tournaments? Do you have another coach to help you? I mean, or is it all just during the school year?
Yes, sir. I outside of school, like I play in the summertime. I work with my swing coach, Paul, at Savannah Harbor. And I play some tournaments here and there throughout the school year outside of like the season. And I play in the summertime. I try and play as often as I can.
Well, the more you play, the better you get, right?
Yes, sir.
More repetition. So, all right. Take the golf, throw it away. You're at Savannah Arts Academy. Do you participate in any other extracurricular activities outside of golf, or it's just golf, golf, golf?
Yes, I am a member of the Beta Club at my school, National Honor Society. I'm a very avid photographer, and I'm a film and communication major at my school. So I spend a lot of time like writing, working on scripts,
nice.
And filming outside of school, either for fun or for a school project. And I volunteer a lot as a coach and mentor during the summer to younger junior golfers.
First tee, you involved in that too, or whenever you can help a younger golfer?
Just whenever I can help a younger golfer.
Nice,
really
nice. And that's Rachel Wan, junior from the Savannah Arts Academy, golfer. Okay, so all right, so what leads us right into the next thing. What's it like going to the Arts Academy, and what do high school sports mean to you and the kids over there? Because a lot of people here, the Arts Academy or Savannah College of Art and Design, they have one of the best lacrosse programs in the United States, women's lacrosse program. Tell us what the playing or being involved in athletics means to you guys that are so heavily involved in the arts.
It's been a fantastic experience going to the Arts Academy. Over at the Arts Academy, I've met so many like-minded people who are trying to balance their academics with their sports or their art or just like whatever they're really passionate about. And the teachers there are fantastic. They all really, really care about their students and helping them succeed and learn in life. Sports at the Arts Academy, everybody there who is a student athlete, they understand the struggle. The struggle is real. It helps us. It helps us become better people, more successful in life. We just know how to take more stressful situations, I guess. So
a little more well-rounded, you could say, too. Right?
Yes, sir.
So, all right. Well, we got to wrap it up here. You plan on playing anywhere during the summer?
Yes. Like every summer, I will be playing in Savannah Junior Golf Tour over the summer, and I'm also going to be playing in the Georgia State Golfer Association's Girls Championship. It's a 3-day championship they have every year. It's like a really big girls championship in the state.
Nice. So you got to keep that swing in the right. What is it? The right path or whatever they call it.
Yes, the right plane.
There you go, right plane. Path, plane. I got it with a P. Okay. So future goals, college golf, just go to school to be, maybe a photographer. What's your future plans? I know you got another year left at the Arts Academy.
Well, obviously, since I have one more year left at the Arts Academy, I want to finish my school year academically strong, and I will be looking into colleges and applying to them in the fall. As for golf, I would like to play for a school program, but, you know, if I can't, that's fine. I'll just I'll play recreationally as long as I continue to enjoy the sport.
Well, you know, that's a way to look at it. And maybe, you get really good enough, it might help, with a little college scholarship there, too.
Yep. It'd
be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Well, Rachel, I know, like Coach Sanders said, you felt you didn't have a great week, but it's not all about the week you've had. I mean, 3-time Savannah City Golf Championship, High School Golf Championship for the girls, state playoffs, great job academically, National Honor Society, Arts Academy. That's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for May 6th. Rachel Wan, Savannah Arts Academy Golf. Great job. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Just stay right here. We gotta give credit to the man that's been doing this with me since 2010. That's right. Since I started going on the radio, this man has been the sponsor of the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He just loves sports as much as I do. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. At the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in 2 locations, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. We're going to be talking about the coaches for curing cancer. clinic. That's right. It's a basketball football clinic. And we also have added the Coaches for Cancer 5K run May 13th. And it's all sponsored by the Carl Tomasi Sports Report and ESPN Radio Savannah. You're listening to the – well, and the man that's coming on next segment, of course, is the coordinator, Tim Adams. You're listening to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 FM 104.3 WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.